4NUE, mobile.
Hey, 4NUE, this is Whiskey 3, Foxtrot, Zulu, Victor, W3SZV, mobile.
SZV, I believe it was. KO4NUE, name is Chad. How are you today, sir?
You got it right, W3FZV. Hey, Chad, name here is Matt, Mike Alpha Tango Tango, and I'm doing pretty good. I just climbed out of the woods on the side of a mountain in Fairview doing some land surveying.
Good deal, good deal. Well, you, I guess you've been out in the heat all day.
Not as bad as it was there a couple weeks ago, but just steep rocky mountain. I've been surveying 30 years. Funny thing happened yesterday. I got bluff charged by a decent-sized bear. He kind of came at me until he got 15 yards away. Then he turned 90 degrees and went straight up a tree, but it scared the crap out of me.
Oh, man. That's not good, bud. I got some property up here in Liberty, and there's a bear that comes through. I'd say once a year. He doesn't stay there, but he aggravates the snot out of me because he's not afraid. And he's big enough to be what he wants to be, you know. So I, you know, go up there and hunker down in the cabin so I don't have to deal with him. But I'm glad he didn't hurt you.
I usually don't give it any thought. I've seen a lot of bears. He was just like on TV, stomping his front paws as he was running towards me. I was like, what in the world? Needless to say, I packed it up yesterday and came back to finish today. I was done after that.
Well, what you got planned for the rest of the day? You gonna call it quits?
I just jumped in the truck to cool off. I'm gonna jump back out there and get this job finished and go out back to the house. I'm only a few miles from the QTH. I live in Fairview, North Carolina, where I'm surveying as well.
You making it into the repeater very well. I mean, you're full quieting and all, but I'm down here in Easley, dealing with all this traffic, trying to figure out how to get back to the house. But how long did you say you've been surveying? 30 years, was it?
29. Next year will be 30. Long, all over the Carolinas and Virginia. But you're coming in solid. I just installed this radio in my truck. It's a Yaesu FTM 400. I haven't programmed any repeaters or anything. I just was hearing. I mean, it's just. I guess I'm on Simplay. I mean, I didn't program any repeaters, but I mean, obviously, I'm talking through one. I don't know how that works. Maybe it programs itself, or I'm just Simplex.
I guess it would be. I don't know. You got the FT400, got the little panel that, separate head panel off to the side.
Yeah, roger. And it's a dual frequency, so it's, I mean, you can do true crossband repeat on it. But it's even got a little waterfall, so I just turned off the 440 channel, and I got a little waterfall on the bottom, and I could just see stuff happen on 46.01, so I just kind of tuned in, and some guys said something about a repeater, but like I said, I've programmed other radios with repeaters, my handhelds and stuff, but I haven't done anything to this one other than just tune the VFO and talk, so... I don't know. I'm still a pretty new ham. I got my technician in 20 and my general last year, W3FCV.
Yeah, so what's... I've got the same radio in the truck. That's what I'm talking to you with. And in the menu where it says signaling, just if you have the ARS function, automatic repeater shift, turned on, then it'll, you know... It'll take care of all that. All you do is just hit the button. For NUE, mobile.
SST,
think it's DRXR or something. I don't know. But that's what I run here in the truck.
Is that cover 440 or is that just 2 meters?
2 meter 440.
I have a small radio for 440, and here in North Carolina, the one machine that was working isn't working anymore. And then I have Yaesu. I can't really see what it is. I can't see the top of it. But I've got two Yaesus. One of them went out, and when I bought them, they were cheap, so I didn't bother to fix it. And the other one I'm talking to you on now. I might look into that. Hey, this 440 operation in this area is very quiet. Dual-band, it might be interesting.
There's a lot of 440 going on, a lot of repeaters on 440, but you're right. There's not a lot going on with them. I think, it's my opinion, but I think what has happened is over the years, the frequency pairs have been, pretty much used up or, accounted for with the FCC. And, people wanting to put repeaters up, they just don't have a 2 meter frequency that's, already accounted for. So they've just put one up on 440, but, I don't like 70 centimeters, and I don't know, just not enough oomph or something about it. So I just stay on the 2 meter side. But I will move up there occasionally, but you're right.
Into the fringe, hope I don't lose you. Now, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, all bands were good, but with people having cell phones, so many links you can put on a computer, just don't find too many people that want to get involved. As a president of the club, trying to get people in, they're just not around. You're getting drips and drabs, but amateur radio as it was before doesn't exist anymore.
I guess you're right. I don't know, though. I've had my license now for, about a year and 3 months, and So I can't speak on the past, I guess. I heard it was a lot of fun, though.
Yes, it's in 56. That's a little before you got your license.
Wow, I was born in 72.
It would have been hard to take the test then, Well, I won't hold you up. Thanks for the information. I'll look into it. I don't know if I'll buy any more radios. I've got my original radio I got in 1980, and I still got that, and it works fine. Then we've got the Yaesu, we've got a Kenwood, we've got the stuff on the computer. I got more radio than I need, so I don't think I'll get a new one, but I'll look into this one. Hope you have a pleasant day. Try and stay cool. I'm up to 88. The house is nice and cool, but it's 88 outside.
Enjoyed the QSO, and you have a wonderful day. This is KO4NUE 73.
BU4WOZ. Good afternoon, Chad.
Thank you, sir. KO4NUE. You having a good day?
So far, I think it'll be a good day. Wanted to ask you if you have researched your antenna situation.
I have research on it, and I am not understanding how the configuration of the cube is where you feed that determines whether it's horizontal or vertical. But I cannot, for the life of me, figure out how a cube is going to, irradiate. It seems like to me it would irradiate in a cube. And I'm not fully understanding that. I don't know that I need to understand it. It's just, I would like to know, you know, why that's not that way. But I do have another question for you, though, since you're here.
The truth, Chad, I can't tell you those answers. Never really dug that deep into them. I do know, depending on which way you turn the antenna, whether it be horizontal or vertical, can determine that as where the feed comes in. And whatever your question is, I'll try to answer. Over.
Some elements of this that's just like a Yagi. You've got a reflector on the backside. You've got the driven element, and then you've got the director up front. Is it possible to add more directors? Because all of the things that I'm looking at seem to be three element. And I'm just wondering if you've ever seen anything over a three element on a cubicle.
But I can't say I have seen one, you know, in a magazine or you know, a catalog. Most are handmade. I know the three I have are handmade. And it's not really a big deal to make one. You just have to, you know, take it a step at a time, and you can make a real good one. And they last for a long, long time. Mine have been in the air, at least 15 years, and they're still doing well.
From the time I came up there and visited with you for a little while, I saw them on top of your shack and really didn't know what they were at the time. But you know, a year and 3 months into this, and I'm just a whole lot further along than I was. You know, I've built my own dipoles. I don't know how many Yagis. I built a six element Yagi I keep up at the deer camp, and I love that thing. It does just, you know, more than I want it to do. But it's just kind of neat to be able to put one together and, you know, get it tuned and it work the way you want. That's just fun, you know.
I'm radio, W4WZ for ID. That's what makes it fun to me, is you get to experiment with stuff, and even if they don't work, you know, you don't go out there and go crazy about it. You just say, okay, I'll do different next time, or try a different way to do it. It's, you know, it's kind of wide open. I was listening to the gentleman earlier who has been a ham longer than I have, and saw a lot of activity. A lot of things have changed, and yeah, I agree. I think any new ham should take at least a few minutes somewhere, somehow, to operate an old rig the way we used to have to operate.
Well, I guess I could agree with that. I'd love to try, you know. But one thing I've noticed with that is that I've got a ham, an older ham near the house. He's had his license since the mid-60s, I think, maybe 70s. And he really struggles with, you know, the menu-driven stuff. And I kind of enjoy that aspect of it. And I've looked at he's got old Collins. And I look at that thing, and I ain't no way in the world I could operate that thing. And he just laughs.
You could, Chad. You just learn how. now, you know, is all the menus and the screens and all the stuff, which everybody likes, you know, it's great stuff. Just had to do that with a knob or a slider or a button, maybe even involve a tube. So it was just a long way to get to where you get now.
Rod, I'm in downtown. I don't know if I'm making it into the repeater or not, but this is usually a pretty bad spot. But I'll keep trying, I guess. But he won't let me mess with the Collins. I keep looking at it, and he's pretty protective of that thing. But one of these days, I know he's gonna let me try.
That's great. Well, look, one of the reasons I heard you on today, I wanted to let you know, I have a four-element quad that I ain't using. It's on the roof of my shack. And if you wanted to try it out, I'm okay with that. It's old, probably needs a little bit of TLC, but I can assure you it probably still works, and if you were interested, it's a real small antenna. This thing ain't 4 foot long, so that might be a little over 4 foot. I ain't sure. Anyway, it's not a biggie, but I'll let you decide that.
I may take you up on that just to get, my dimensions and materials down. It's always easier to have one to look at that you can, touch and actually measure. But the one that you're using, did you build it, Rod?
No, I actually bought this antenna at the Shelby Ham Fest. Oh, years ago, many years ago, and I've used it, I talked on it, I know, for 10 years, close to it. Then I got these Stack 6s off of my friend, my Elmer, and he's actually the one who built them. It wasn't me, but the guy who built this four-element, I don't know who he was. He was just a vendor up at the
Well, I'm a little confused about the driven element on this thing. The plans that I've got, they look like nice plans, but on the driven element, where the square goes, it makes a square, they're showing the center, the outer shield goes to one leg of the square. The center conductor goes to the other leg of the square, but there's nothing separating the two wires in the drawing, which that's a dead short. That can't be right, right?
It is, Chad. Think about... Okay, here's another example. A J-pole. A J-pole is a VIP style of an antenna because it's, all directions. But it works on the same principle. Once you connect those two elements to the same piece of pipe or copper or whatever you make it out of, it's a dead short. That's where it does work. Nobody can really... I can't explain it. I'm sure there's some guys in here who can. I'm sure electrical theory all involved in that. I'm not sure I could answer that.
NUE. So, you know for a fact that yours is technically a dead short. If that's the case, then what I'm seeing in the drawing is correct.
Yes. When you see this one, if you decide to use it, you'll understand. It's got a little short run of coax I'd say it's probably 12 feet, maybe less. And it's made out of PVC, so it's real easy to handle it. I will give you a heads up. The rods that are used to for the wrap of the actual wire, those guys are fiberglass, and they're very old. And man, I gotta tell you, you touch one of them bad boys without gloves on, you will be sorry, sorry.
Right, I've learned my lesson with that. The hard way. That stuff is horrible. Horrible. I got in a big bunch of it not too awful long ago, and made the mistake of, you know, putting it in, running it through the wash and then the dryer. And it was that old long fiberglass. And don't ever do that. don't ever do that. I had fiberglass in the entire load. And my wife was not happy.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have got raw for a little while if I did that. W4WOZ for identification. Just thinking about what you just talked there about the wire and all that, you know. I had to replace one of the wires on one of my stack sixes, and it's very easy to replace one. Of course, they break, which I've never had one break other than my own stupid. But you just measure out a piece of wire and wrap it back on around. It seemed to be all right. Didn't seem to hurt the SWR, and boy, I get good SWR on these guys, and I'm always one or below.
Nice. That's nice. I think the best I was able to get on the beam was about 1.7, 1.6 maybe, which is not bad, but you know, that's one thing I've read about these is the way they're constructed, that the SWR is just about dead flat, and that's I kind of like that.
You're correct. Like I said, I've made a yag here too. Used to when the TV antennas look different than they do now. You could find someone throwing one of those guys away and haul that thing back home and take parts apart and build a real nice Yagi 3-0, maybe even a 4, depending on how many parts you got. And it made a good antenna.
Okay. You talking about those? I think we might have one out there in the barn. I don't know how long that thing's been out there, but you know, it's got about a 3/4 inch aluminum beam on it, real thin. And I bet you looks like there's 100 little bitty legs on it. Dad used it for the TV antenna when I was little bitty thing. And I'll go out there and take a look and see. I might have to start cutting that thing up.
If it's one of those big ones, you know, and some of them are. They're amazingly big. Some of those elements are already probably the measurements you may need. But you can work with them, you know. I did. I was able to either, you know, put a piece between the elements to make the length correct, or find one that was too big and snip the end off. So, it's a good way to play around and say, hey, I made this. It works.
4NUE. I'll check it out, Rod, and see if I can sneak down there and get it without him seeing it. He's, you know, been down there for 30 years, but he ain't gonna do nothing to complain if he sees it cut up. So I may go on a sneak mission, see what I can do.
KL4,
Dougie Buggy,
listening.
Hey in there, bud. KL4, NUE. Well, Rod, I appreciate the advice, and I will let you know when I get it, when I get to the point to where I can, you know, start testing it. Like I said, I think I will take you up on borrowing it just to look at it, and I will get it back to you, but I would very much like to get my hands on it.
Hi, Chad. Yeah, you're kind of getting picket fence with me over here now. I know you're probably still in town. So, let me say 73 to you, and you just take it easy. Try to be careful on the road. We'll probably talk to you later tonight, so we'll see. From Landquad, W4WOZ.
Rod, talk to you later. KL4NUE.
Yes. WWE, is that correct?
Good Oscar Fuller Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. Your name here is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. And Mr. Rod, I love to hear you check into the net every night. I love to hear that you're checking in from the land of Waz.
It's I guess that's kind of not ham radio-like, but I've been doing it for so long, I've kind of convinced myself it's okay to do that. Ham etiquette is important. Of course, I think we all know that, but enjoy you listening there. Over.
So, Rod, this is the first time I believe I've ever talked to you. It's nice to finally get to talk to you. How's your day been so far, Rod?
Rod, I don't think we have talked. I have heard you, for several months. I have listened to your, your journey from the very first radio you started out with to where you are right now, and you're certainly moving forward.
Well, Roger that, but I want to recognize Chad, because I know he's still in there. A lot of that has to do with him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in ham radio, so... Chad, thank you for getting me into the hobby.
I did want to speak to you. I heard you check off with us, and I was getting ready to go back into the house and take care of some things in there. So let me say hello, and you and Chad both. Take care of yourself at 73 Small Hand of Wad, W4WOZ.
KL4WZ, KL4WZ, you still in there? I guess not. KL4WZ, clear me.